And welcome to Outbeat Radio on KRCB-FM Santa Rosa. I am Jeff Basham, and I'm in the studio with my co-host, Greg Maralia. Good evening, Greg.
Good evening, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going great. We have a full house tonight. We have our first all-live show, which is a very exciting thing for Greg and I. First up, we're going to be speaking with Ted Elquist, and Ted is the founder of Out and About Santa Rosa, which is a group that a social group that's starting out, and we'll let Ted tell you a little bit more about that. And then what do you have coming up in Outbeat Youth?
Well, we've got some amazing young people here from Montgomery High School and from Maria Carrillo High School who are going to be talking about their experience at their school and some of the exciting things they've got going on campus.
Wonderful. So all that, an action-packed hour here on KRCB, coming up right after the Outbeat Radio News with Greg Maralia.
Good evening. This is Greg Maralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, January 23rd, 2011. The Human Rights Campaign announced Tuesday that it plans to share the San Francisco storefront where Harvey Milk waged his historic political campaign with a nonprofit that provides suicide prevention services for gay youth. The deal is aimed at quelling a tempest over the slain civil rights leader's old stomping grounds. The Human Rights Campaign said it would donate $10,000 a year and space inside the site of Milk's old Castro camera to the Trevor Project, which plans to run a crisis hotline there. The deal will continue for as long as the Washington, D.C.-based organization leases the store. HRC President Joe Solmanese said, "We're honored to partner with the Trevor Project in offering this important resource for LGBT youth across the nation from such a historic location." And in Placer County, a judge won't force a plaintiff in a civil rights lawsuit to out gay and lesbian officers on the Roseville Police Department. The lawsuit filed last year by one former and two current Roseville police officers charges the city fostered a hostile work environment for gays and lesbians or those who are perceived to be gay. Thursday morning, Placer County Superior Court Commissioner Margaret Wells issued a final ruling that Plaintiff Sergeant Darren DeFries did not have to name the gay and lesbian members of the police department as requested by the city to help them defend the lawsuit, which asked for an unspecified amount of damages and corrective action at the Roseville Police Department. Wells issued a tentative ruling on Monday, which the city sought to modify, but the judge let her order stand. Both sides in the case are claiming victory from the ruling. Jory Rosenquist, who's representing the plaintiffs in this case, said, "We're more than happy with this ruling. The mere notion that the city would ask a judge to force the plaintiffs into outing other officers is offensive and unethical. This shows the city is more than willing, in order to intimidate and retaliate against one of its own employees, to violate the privacy rights of other employees. This is punishment for having brought this lawsuit, pure and simple." A proposed compromise from the city in the form of a protective order that would have revealed the names for the case but shield them from the public was waved off as ineffectual by Wells. Wells said that the defendants have a right to pursue their defense, but it's not enough to trump officers' constitutional rights to privacy in their sexual orientation. And in her ruling, Commissioner Wells wrote, "The court is hard-pressed to imagine any private information more sensitive than one's own sexual orientation." Wells has now limited the plaintiff's ability to present things like hearsay and testimony or other evidence that would be determined by the court. That's something the Roseville City Attorney Britta Bayless said is important to their case. Rosenquist said the prolific evidence against the city will prove their case and that the commissioner's ruling was simply affirming standard rules of evidence that the plaintiffs would have to adhere to anyway. She added that it's amazing that the city would even attempt to claim victory since they didn't get anything they asked for. "We've been taking the high road, and it's sad to say that the city isn't joining us there. We never expected closeted officers to come forward to prove our case." And here locally, two new organizations have emerged in Sonoma County to support LGBT youth. Fit for Equality is a nonprofit organization that raises and distributes funds to increase awareness, promote equality, and enhance the lives of LGBT youth. Earlier tonight, they hosted their kickoff coming out event at the Mill Valley Community Center. To learn more about Fit for Equality and the work they're doing, we invite you to check out their website at www.fitforequality.org. And another organization called Visions Gay Youth is a new social group for LGBT teens ages 14 to 17 that will have their first gathering at Mountain Mike's Pizza on Southwest Boulevard in Rohnert Park. this coming Friday at 7 p.m. That's Friday, January 28th. And to learn more about their organization, you can check out their Facebook page. You'll find a link for that on the Outbeat Youth website at outbeatyouth.com. Now here's your community calendar for the coming week. On Monday, January 24th, at 7:30 p.m., PFLAG will meet at the Positive Images building at 312 Chin Street. The Positive Images Adult Support Group will also meet at 7:30 p.m. at 1023 4th Street, Suite Number C in Santa Rosa. And on Tuesday, the 25th, at 1:30 p.m., the Santa Rosa Senior Group will meet at the Glacier Center in Santa Rosa. And at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the Transgender North Bay Group, male to female, will meet at the Positive Images building at 312 Chin Street. If you have an event you'd like to share with our listeners, be sure and tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatradio.com. Just click on Outbeat News. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Now, right here on KRCB Radio.
Thank you very much, Greg. This is Jeff Basham back in the studio. So, Greg, we're going to talk for a second here about Sonoma County Pride. There's some breaking news in the Sonoma County Pride world.
What's up with that?
Well, we just had our public Sonoma County Pride meeting this afternoon, and we came up with a theme for Sonoma County Pride 2011. And that theme is Gay Sarah Sarah. So, taking on the Doris Day K Sarah Sarah, we are also adding a second play on words. The second Sarah will be spelled as the wine is spelled. So, since we are a wine region, it will be Gay Sarah, S-E-R-A, Sarah, S-Y-R-A-H.
Awesome. Now, the sisters have taken over Pride this year, right?
That is correct. If you haven't heard the news, the prior Sonoma County Pride Committee has retired. And as their last act, they have passed on the leadership of Sonoma County Pride to the Russian River Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And they are... And the sisters have started a Pride committee, and we are having wonderful response from the community.
Awesome. So if people want to find out more about Sonoma County Pride or get involved, maybe offer to help, what's the website they should go to?
It is www.sonomacountypride.org.
Excellent. And it's June 5th this year?
June 5th, Sunday, June 5th. It'll be a full weekend of events. Starting on Friday, June 3rd, will be the Russian River Sisters Closet Ball out in Guerneville. And then the 4th is the Pride Comedy Night at Wells Fargo Center by We Mean It Productions. And, of course, we'll be covering all of those topics and everything here on Outbeat Radio and on our show, Outbeat Now. Anyway, so moving on, we have a full studio tonight. Ted Elquist is here from Out and About Santa Rosa. Welcome, Ted.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, I'm glad that you had me here at the studio.
Nice. Absolutely. Absolutely. So would you start out by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and where you're from and maybe how long you've been in Sonoma County?
Yes, originally I'm from Redding, California, and I had gone to school for physical therapy in Southern California and then started traveling around the country. So the last 6 years I've been in Portland, Oregon, and decided to move back to California. And so I moved here to California, Sonoma County particularly, in March of 2010.
Well, welcome. We're glad to have your wonderful energy around the gay community here in Sonoma County. And so what did you find that drew you to the area? Why'd you choose Sonoma County as opposed to somewhere else?
When I was living in Sacramento, I came over to Sonoma County to visit on weekends and really enjoyed the beauty of the coastline here and the energy of the county. And so I thought a lot about it over the years when I lived in Minnesota and Portland, and decided to follow up with moving here.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What have you found out so far about Sonoma County since moving here that you enjoy about it, aside from those things that you just said? Is there anything else?
Well, the community here is very friendly. It's like I've been really impressed with how friendly the Californians are that live here. As when I had lived here 20 years ago or 15 years ago in Southern California, it was a little different. So Sonoma County has been very friendly to me, and I have been very happy to be a part of the community here.
Awesome. So anyway, you've started a group called Out and About Santa Rosa. Can you tell us what Out and About is?
Out and About is an activity group that I developed, and it is to get people together to socialize, to network, and right now we have a couple activities that I've been developing, and as we get more members, it's, we'll be adding more events to the list.
Okay, so what are those activities? What are those activities that you've been working on so far? What are your ideas?
There's a couple different ideas that I have. In Portland, we had a group called Adventure Group where we had outdoor activities like cycling, hiking, kayaking, and weekend getaways. And then we also had one time a month, we had a group called Salon Q, which was a social group for the GLBT community. It's like to get together at a restaurant or bar or somewhere in the city. And it was held at a different location each month. So I had kind of an idea of that those two groups would be one here, and that's what I would like to do with Out and About.
Okay. If someone is excited mm-hmm. about what they're hearing about Out and About, can you go ahead and give us your contact information or maybe your website? We'll repeat this information at the end of the interview also.
Yes. Right now I'm getting people to know about the group through meetup.com. And so if you go to meetup.com and put in Out and About Santa Rosa, it'll pop up the group. I don't have a website yet, but you can also contact me at my email, which is my full name, Ted Elquist, which is two L's, tedelquist@msn.com.
Okay, so that's meetup.com, meetup.com. Search for Out and About Santa Rosa. Or you said your email address is Ted, T-E-D, Elquist, E-L-L-Q-U-I-S-T, at
MSN.com.
MSN.com. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, tell us about some of the gatherings that have happened so far. What are some of the where have you gathered?
So far, we've gathered on Tuesday evenings at Aroma Roasters, and the biggest group we've had there so far, I think, is seven. And at my house, we've had a potluck and also a game night. Last night, we had a game night, and there was eight of us. I also have had two walks around Spring Lake Park, and this last time, which was last Saturday, we had seven members.
Very nice, very nice. And the weather seems to be turning a little bit better for those, so maybe we'll see more people out there. And I saw that you invited our four-legged friends along. Everyone bring their dogs to Spring Lake Park, is that correct?
Yes, and four of us had our dogs there, and they had a good time. And since it was such beautiful weather, there was a lot of other people with their dogs as well.
Good, good. Sounds like a fun early morning activity on a weekend, certainly. So what is your vision for the future of this group?
My vision is that we develop the group to somewhere between 100 and 200 members, possibly more. We'll see mm-hmm. what the need and the demand is in the area.
Being that Santa Rosa is the second gayest city in the United States, according to that poll that we all saw.
Yes, which I found out since I moved here. It's like, but when I had first moved or before I moved here, I could not find any activity groups going on, and that's part of why I developed this. And so I will be posting more groups on Meetup or more activities like cycling and hiking in the coming months. I'd like to get my own website for Out and About. It's like so that the group will have our own website so we don't have to go through Meetup. And I'd also like to get more people involved. It's like with the planning, including a group that kind of a founding group. It's like we're a kind of a board. It's like that will help perpetuate the group. And also people who have the desire to lead groups, like they want to mm-hmm. do running and want to develop a running group. It's like, or people who like kayaking and want to develop kayaking, that they'll lead those groups and be the point person for that particular activity.
Sounds like a lot of potential there, a lot of great ideas. So, again, people can find out more on Out and About by going to meetup.com. That's meetup.com, searching for Out and About Santa Rosa. And anything else that you'd like to add, Ted, tonight?
Well, just if you're interested in having an activity, it's like please contact me. It's like that's what the group is for, and the group is for the community. So please just contact me and let me know what you'd like to see.
Okay. And to make it clear, this is not a group that's just closed to GLBT, or is it?
It's GLBT and friendly.
Okay.
So anybody who's friends of the GLBT community is welcome to be a part of our group.
Okay. And people residing anywhere in Sonoma County? I know it's called Santa Rosa right now, but we had talked a little bit before we went on air. You're thinking about a name change possibly?
Correct. It's like potentially, depending on what the need is in the county, it's like I'd like to make it open to anybody in the area. Right now, it's like most events are in Santa Rosa, so we made the name including Santa Rosa. It's like, but we also have people from Sebastopol and Forestville that have been to our groups as well.
Good, good. Have you connected with any other groups, such as Sonoma Gaydar or any of those other groups in the other cities to maybe do joint ventures?
I had one member just let me know about Gaydar, and so I haven't yet contacted them, but I will this week. I've also contacted gaysonoma.com, mm-hmm. and he said that he'd be willing to have any events posted on his site.
Absolutely.
And also Boys Night Out will post events for me as well.
Good, good. Well, it sounds like you're getting connected there to the community, and it's been a pleasure having you on Outbeat tonight, and we'll be happy to publicize any of your events that we can on our calendar, as well as having you back to talk about any events once they're in the planning stages and once you get closer to that goal of 100 members.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good luck to you.
So, we've got a couple minutes here. One of the things I wanted to share with you before we take our music break, Jeff, and I don't know how much you've heard about this, but there are several federal bills pending that have been introduced into the House of Representatives that would do away with funding for public radio stations like this one. There's actually three of them up there, and the feeling right now is that some of these bills have a chance of passing. And I think what I learned this afternoon is that a lot of people think that public radio stations are all linked together. But in the case of almost every public radio station, they're independent.
That's true. KRCB is definitely independent.
And we could not be on the air unless we had federal funding. So this is really, really important. And I would ask all the listeners out there who value NPR, for example, and, of course, the local programming here you get on KRCB, to go to a website called 100millionamericans.org. That's the number of people that are estimated to have been touched by public radio, 170 million Americans, which represents over half the population. So if you value what you hear on KRCB, we'd invite you to go check out www.100millionamericans.org. That's 170 million Americans, all one word, .org, and register there. Make it known that you care about public radio and that you would oppose any kind of elimination of federal funding.
Yes, KRCB is a very important resource for the Sonoma County community. We're all volunteers here. Many of the programs that you listen to, especially in evening hours and on the weekends here on KRCB, are volunteer produced and aired, but with volunteer labor. So we're all here to be on the air, to give a voice to otherwise things that would not necessarily have a voice, and that is the good in public radio.
Well, and clearly one of the reasons you're able to enjoy LGBT-specific radio programming is because we are a public radio station. I'm not sure that more conservative corporations that own radio stations or television stations would support what we're doing here tonight. So we'll appreciate any help that you can give. We're going to take a quick music break, and then we'll be back with the Outbeat Youth segment.
So beautiful. ask me, do I look okay? I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, it's so sexy, she's so beautiful, and I tell her every day, oh, you know, you know, you know, I'd never ask you to change, if perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same, so don't even bother asking if you look okay, you know.
Are you a writer, a poet, or musician? Let the world hear your voice on a special Outbeat Youth Talent Show broadcasting live right here on KRCB Radio on the last Sunday of May. Read your poetry, short essay, or perform your music. Let Sonoma County and the rest of the world hear what you've got to say. We're looking for LGBT youth under 25 years of age to feature on this show. For more information, go to outbeatyouth.com and click on Talent Show at the top of the page. Welcome back. And you were listening to Just the Way You Are, sung by the cast from Glee. You're listening to Outbeat Now on KRCB FM Santa Rosa. It's time now for the Outbeat Youth segment.
Please put my soul out for love. I am so, so alive.
Well, and welcome back, everybody, to this month's Outbeat Youth segment. Outbeat Youth is a program for and about LGBT youth here in the North Bay and beyond. And we are so excited tonight to have three amazing guests live here in the studio from local high schools here in Sonoma County. And we're going to start out talking with Joey Abrego and Julia Kaplan, who are here from Montgomery High School. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
So I've heard some really amazing things about what's going on at Montgomery, particularly in the drama department, and we're going to be talking about this incredible trip you've got coming up. But, you know, our listeners always love to hear the coming out stories of our guests, and particularly those people in high school. Joey, let's start with you. Tell us what happened and how it all went.
Well, mine was quite easy, actually. I was dating my best friend right now, who's my best friend right now, and then I kind of lost interest, and I was wondering why. So then I kind of found out why. And I was really scared to come out with it because I didn't know the reactions I was going to get. So when I actually came out with it, I actually found that I was treated a lot better than I was when I wasn't gay, if that makes sense.
Right. Now, how old were you when this all happened?
This was like end of my middle of my sophomore year.
Okay, what year are you now?
I'm junior.
Okay, so this is pretty recent.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
It's been about a year now.
And things are actually better for you now at high school.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia, I understand that you were one of the friends that Joey told.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
I wasn't so much surprised that he was gay, because I was kind of able to tell from the time that I met him. I was more surprised that he came out. It was one of those things where it's like, he was so far in the closet, I swear to God, he found Narnia. So, you know, but I was very proud that he was able to come out. And it was just, you know, it was fantastic to be able to know that he trusted us that much.
Great. And Joe, you told me earlier about someone in a class that you had who was giving you a bad time before. And now that the truth is out there, what happened?
Well, he'd give me like a really hard time in science class for being gay, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, no, I'm straight. No. And then once I actually came out with it, he stopped me in the hallway and he asked me, he was like, are you gay? I'm like, yeah. And he said, well, if anyone messes with you, let me know. And I thought,
amazing.
Wow.
So he became an ally.
Basically, yes.
Incredible. Sometimes the truth is pretty powerful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Julia, how about you?
Well, I came out when I was about halfway through eighth grade, so I was 13. And what happened was one of my very, very good friends came out as bisexual. And I had always kind of known that I was bisexual. I hadn't really been able to tell anyone. I didn't feel comfortable telling people. I mean, for basically from the time I was born till the time I was five, I was raised very, very religiously. So it was kind of a little disconcerting for me to have these feelings. And then she came out and I was like, she was accepted so positively. I was like, okay, I think I can do this now. So I came out to my friends first, and then I came out to my parents. And my mom, you know, she was like, okay, what do you want for dinner? And my dad was a little more difficult, but at first he didn't accept it. He just kind of ignored what I was saying. And then the whole problem with Prop 8 happened, and he was behind it all the way from that point on.
When you say behind it, he was behind you? Or?
He was behind gay rights, and he was also behind me.
Good.
Choosing to come out of the closet. So.
Excellent. So for both of you at the school, give us a sense of what the atmosphere is like for you every day at school.
For me, it's not as hard because I surround myself with people who I trust and I like. And, like, of course, I have to walk down the halls to classes that I have. But I don't really encounter a lot of trouble with people because I don't think a lot of them really care to stop me and give me trouble for it. I feel like Julia feels the same way.
Yeah. It's almost a really – it's a very different experience being out and being a woman – girl, woman, because people, they don't see it as, it's not such an obvious thing necessarily. And also people tend to accept it differently. So I hang out with mostly guy friends generally, and they think it's the coolest thing in the world. they think it's fantastic that we can have conversations about girls, and then that they just think it's great. And then my other friends who I hang out with, my drama friends, they really don't care. It's just like, what color are your socks today? Blue. Oh, what are you? You're bisexual. Oh, okay. It's like nobody makes a big deal out of it. It's kind of really nice.
Now, do you get the same response from the teachers and the staff of the school?
Well, actually, I find that my teachers like me more than they like most of the students, which I find kind of interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
And give me a sense. How do you know that?
They're just a lot more. They're a lot more friendly. With me, I think it's because they're trying to be more sensitive to the issue. But, yeah.
Well, we certainly know the principal at Montgomery High School, Ms. Fung, is a huge supporter of the Gay-Straight Alliance there. She's been very proactive in the community and very, I think, very proactive on campus in trying to create a safe place for LGBT students to be, as well as the staff, too, which is great. Now, you're both involved in drama?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I understand, and I know the drama department of Montgomery does some incredible productions. I had the fortune of working with Ms. Byrne and the staff on the Laramie Project a couple years back and facilitating some talkbacks there. And you have some great talent there. Tell us about the productions you've been involved in.
Well, I've been in like a good 10, 12 productions. I've been in shows such as Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Oliver, Music Man, Hello Dolly, straight plays such as Comic Potential, and Moon Children. And I have to say that my favorite show that I've been a part of was Teen Rent at the Sixth Street Playhouse.
So you're also doing some acting outside the school.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Julia, how about for you?
Yeah, I haven't done as much as Joey, but I've done the Montgomery Children's Theater. I did the Twits in my freshman year. I've done Dark of the Moon, Comic Potential, Moon Children. I'm in the upcoming play that we're doing. And also, I almost forgot, freshman year we did The Good Doctor. And I'd have to say that my favorite roles from these plays were definitely Carla from Comic Potential, because she was just a horrible, horrible person. And I loved every moment of playing her. And the woman from The Good Doctor, because she was also insane. And those are always the best roles, because you can get lots and lots of laughs and you can just go nuts on stage. So
you get to be the other side of you that no one gets to see. Is
yeah.
that it?
Yeah. Well,
hopefully we'll only see that on stage.
Yeah, exactly.
Joey, what's been your favorite role?
Angel in Teen Rent, which was a phenomenal experience. I got to work with amazing people such as Jen Cote and Sonia Distel as our directors. And then I've made a whole lot of friends through there, such as Kayla Kearney, who goes to Maguire Okura High School, who recently came out, and also my friend Kelsey Tarantino, and a bunch of other people that I still my good friends today.
And that's how you met Jeff Basham here,
yes,
right?
Yes, he lent me my drag queen shoes.
Yes, those shoes that I tried to wear as a sister once and said, nope, never wearing these again.
But they work perfectly for jumping on tables.
Yeah, you did very well dancing in those, I have to say. I was very impressed.
Well, you all have got this amazing trip planned to Scotland. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what this is all about. I mean, where are you going to be going and what are you going to be doing?
Well, in August of next year, we are going to Scotland. But first, we're stopping in London, because that's how you get to Scotland. And we're going to see a show at the West End. We're going to be doing a Shakespeare class type thing. And we'll be taking a tour around that area. And then in Scotland, we'll be able to perform. And then we'll be able to have part of our show be performed on the Royal Mile, which is this long stretch of land from the Scotland Castle to some other place around there, and we get to hand out flyers for our show, and it's just going to be an incredible experience.
So what are you going to be performing?
We're taking our spring play that we're working on right now, which is actually a collection of one acts by a writer named David Ives. Very, very, very funny. David Ives. And it's going to be really great. The theme is love and comedy. So it's going to be like, you know, one giant chick flick. And it's great. It's fantastic. There's some absolutely hilarious, hilarious parts in there.
So you're going to get to see some theater, I would imagine, too, mm-hmm. while you're there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And are you going to get to work with other high school age students, other high school age actors?
We'll get to meet other high school age actors, and we'll be able to view their performances.
Yeah.
Which ought to be a great learning
experience. Sounds incredible. And this is coming up in August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I understand you've done some fundraising. About how much is this going to cost to send the department?
Well, it's about $6,000 per student. And we put a nice dent in that.
With the gala.
With Vikings Red Broadway Gala, where we brought back a bunch of Montgomery alumni to sing. And they were amazingly talented. And we still have about $45,000 left to raise, which is quite daunting. But if... For donations, they go through Montgomery Education Foundation.
So there is a nonprofit organization that is helping to support this called the Montgomery High School Foundation?
Montgomery Education Foundation.
Montgomery Education yeah. Foundation. And we'll have the website for that on the outbeatyouth.com website mm-hmm. so yeah. that people can go and find out information. So the community could really get in here and help you all out by making a donation and get a tax deduction at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yes. Definitely.
Because how else would you get there? I mean, what's the alternative if you can't raise the money?
I suppose we don't go.
We could fly. We could grow wings.
That's... What a shame. Because $6,000 a person is really mm-hmm. a whole lot of money for that. How many mm-hmm. total people are going on the trip?
I think student actors / techies, we have about 10 or 12.
Yeah, about okay. that number. That sounds right.
Plus two teachers and a few chaperones.
It sounds like an incredible trip. How many mm-hmm. days are you going to be gone?
We'll be there about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. It sounds like an opportunity of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And to go and perform, to bring the talent from right here in Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, to Scotland, mm-hmm. For other people to see, sounds like an incredible opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both of you are really amazing, and we're going to come back to you with some advice. We're going to seek your advice for other high school age students. And I want to switch gears now to Austin Belloc, who's here with us from Maria Carrillo High School. And Austin is the president of the Gay Straight Alliance. Welcome to Albert Youth.
Thanks for having me.
So what year are you at Maria Carrillo?
I'm a sophomore. I'm in 10th grade.
Okay. And when did you come out?
I grew up completely normal in a normal, you know, household. But I was always different. I was always into theater, not sports. And I had a secret stash of dresses and, you know, my Broadway clothes that I would wear. And people knew, and they would, you know, say, oh, Austin, are you gay? Do you like boys? And I would deny it because I, first of all, did not know a lot about that. And second of all, I did not want that. That would be bad. I thought at that time. But around seventh grade, I started, you know, seeing a lot more around me because I grew up in a smaller town.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kenwood.
Okay.
So I knew about 20 people. But when I went to Santa Rosa for school at Rincon Valley Middle School, I started learning about the world and that there were more than Kenwood. And I learned more about the LGBT community, and I saw that, you know, it was okay to be gay, that it might be cool to be gay. And so I came out to myself in seventh grade, and then I just started coming out to close friends. And around eighth grade, I just full on came out, and everybody knew. And if somebody asked me, I would not deny it.
So you actually came out in middle school?
Yes.
And I think to a lot of our older listeners, those folks in my generation, and maybe even into Jeff's generation, Jeff's certainly younger than I am, but that's phenomenal because no one would ever come out in high school when I went to high school. And if you did, you'd be completely pummeled. And so to think that you could come out in middle school and be accepted by your peers is really, really amazing.
I learned very quickly not to care what people thought about me, which is very important if you're going to come out in middle school. You need to remember that what people think usually does not matter.
Good for you. So when you went to Maria Carrillo, was there a Gay Straight Alliance there at the time?
My freshman year, for the first three quarters of the year, there was not a GSA. But around spring break in March, one started coming, and it was just a student and a teacher. And my friend Brooke and I showed up to one of the meetings, and we decided that we would take the small GSA and turned it into a big GSA. And so we brought a bunch of people and we selected officers. I became president at that point. And we just, it just took off from there. But when I first came to Korea, there was no GSA, but I had heard of one and wanted to become a part of it.
So what's the experience been like?
It has been very positive. I've gotten a lot more involved with the community, both LGBT community as well as just the Santa Rosa, Sonoma County community. I go to Positive Images, which is a support group, I guess you could say, for LGBT youth.
Right.
On Thursday nights at Santa Rosa. And I'm on Outbeat Youth right now. And so it's just been very positive, and it has helped so many people around the school be accepted and to, you know, come out and to know that it's okay and that there are people that love them and that will accept them.
Now, how many members do you have in your group?
We have about 35 to 40, and not all of them are there at once. People come and go. But I'd say that we have a good 35 to 40.
And do they all identify as LGBT or T?
We actually have a very good proportion of straight allies versus LGBT. And I like that because it shows that the LGBT community, we're not alone. We have straight allies that are there to help us.
Right. Right. How many members of the faculty are involved?
We have one advisor, Ms. Terrell, and there are there's Miss Mansell. She is a ninth grade English teacher, and she helped us become part of the Martin Luther King Jr. Assembly, and she's supportive of us. And we have, you know, other teachers that are not necessarily against us, but, you know, they're supportive.
Now, I read about the MLK Assembly. There was a big story in the press, Democrat, about that. Tell us what happened.
Kayla Carney came out in the assembly, and the GSA also had a video in the assembly, but it was very shocking because she had not told anybody. Nobody knew about her speech except for a select few people, like the director of the assembly. I knew about it, and it was just so amazing. She was so brave to come out in front of a school that is made up of a lot of conservative people that would not necessarily be supportive of that. But it was just completely amazing to see that happen.
And what kind of reception did you get?
We got a lot of great feedback. We got people writing us letters saying that they've helped us be more aware of the LGBT community. We've got letters saying that we've helped people accept themselves and that they want to come out. But we also got some negative feedback from parents that were not supportive of what happened and said that it was very controversial and that they thought that we should not be talking about it. But we kind of put that in a drawer and shoved it away and just focused on the positive feedback and the way that we had helped people.
Right. So I'm just curious. It really sounds like the students had a more positive reaction than the adults.
I think that the generation that the adults are in, you know, LGBT has just become more accepted as the years go on. And so I think that students are more willing to be accepting of something than their parents.
I think you're probably right, which is great because that's what's going to create the kind of change that enabled you all to come out in middle school. You know, it's an evolution. So tell us about some of the other activities that the GSA is doing on campus.
We have participated in the Day of Silence, which is a day that honors the silence that has been cast upon LGBT youth. And you just walk around silent all day, and it just brings a lot of awareness. And we were in the Martin Luther King Assembly. We do tie-dye day every once in a while. And we have a lot of activities that we are involved in through GSA Network and Positive Images. And we are we're a really strong part of the LGBT community.
Did any of your members go to the Yes Conference put on by the GSA Network?
We were going to have a few members, including me, go to the Yes Conference, but stuff came up and we weren't able to make it. But we heard a lot from it because we received emails from people that had attended, and it was a very powerful
event. Yeah. No, it's definitely an amazing event. And in fact, we had on the last month's show one of the youth organizers who took part in kind of putting together some of the workshops. So if any of you get a chance to go, I would definitely highly recommend it there. So give me a sense, do you think since the GSA has been on campus that the climate on the campus around bullying has changed at all?
Bullying and harassment still goes on at our school, but I feel that the GSA has helped. You know, you can pick out people in a crowd that you know are supportive of you. So even if harassment or bullying is going on, you can always look around and know that somebody is there to support you. The GSA has been received very well at our school, which is good. Nobody has been negative about it. But yeah, I feel like it has helped people, even if they are being bullied by the non-supportive members. It just has helped people know that they're still supportive people.
Yeah, that's good. So which, you know, as you're the president and leader of this group, what's your vision for it?
I want to see us get, you know, more members, more allies. As people come out, I want to see them get involved in the GSA. And I just want it to be a place where people can come, be themselves. I want to get involved in a lot more activities around the community, like the Yes Summit, the Pride parades that go on. I just wanted to get our voice out there and get more involved.
It would be great for you to get involved in Sonoma County Pride, and we'll make sure that you get that information from Jeff, you know, about how to make sure that you're there and involved. Like, you're going to be a parade this year, Jeff, in Guerneville?
Yes, June 5th at starting at 11 a.m.
Okay.
Yes.
So that'd be great to get your GSA out there to march. So what's up for you after high school? What do you want to do?
I want to become a part of or create an organization that helps LGBT youth, something like Positive Images, because that has helped so many people in so many ways, and I think that every community should have something like it, because there are youth out there that need the support, because being an LGBT youth is a very scary and very tough thing, so it is definitely something that is needed. So I want to either become or, you know, create an organization that helps LGBT youth.
Good, good. Well, I'm going to ask each of you some general questions. We've got a captive audience here, so we can get some good advice for the people listening out there. You all came out fairly recently to your families. If you had a bunch of kids your age who were still in the closet in a room and you were giving a class about coming out, tell me some of the things that you would tell the group. And Julia, I'm going to start with you.
I would tell them to just, you know themselves and know that this is who they are. And if people don't, if people can't accept it, then, you know, that's their problem. And you need to just understand that you're your own person. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to know yourself so well that you're willing to tell someone else about it. And to just, you know, be brave. And if you're not accepted right away when you do come out, or if you choose to come out, that, you know, it does, it definitely, people will become more accepting as you go along. And especially if you get involved in the arts, you know.
true. Joey?
Well, A, basically, just love yourself for who you are. Don't let, I don't want to say ignorant, I guess conservative opinions get you down for who you are. And B, surround yourself with support, because there's always going to be support out there. Even if you're the close people to you don't seem like they're the most supportive group, try to surround yourself with people who are.
Austin?
I feel like people, other people cannot tell you who you are. Only you can tell you who you are. So it's just important to know that most people, their opinions don't matter. And just to, you know, surround yourself with the people who share your opinion and who are supportive of you, and get rid of the people who do not support you and who are not, you know, who are mean to you.
Sure. And who was the most difficult person you told?
I would have to say my dad, just because, you know, that's, parents have, you know, known you for your whole life, and you kind of don't want to offend them in any way. You just want to be their good child. And I feel like if you tell them something that they maybe don't want, that could upset them. So yeah, my dad would probably be the hardest person.
So how did you do that?
I just kind of told him. I just mustered up the courage and told him, and it wasn't easy, but once I got it off my chest, I was just like, okay, I'm done with that now. Cross over that bridge now to tell my friend who I'm worried that I'm going to lose. But, you know, coming out is, it's not a one-day thing where you're out. It's a daily occurrence. You come out every single day.
Right. Right. And that's a really an important point. I think a lot of people think, well, I can just throw a coming out party and tell everybody at once. And the reality of it is you come out every day for the rest of your life every time you meet somebody new. Joey, how about for you? Who was the most challenging person you told, and what was your strategy?
Probably just my mom, which is weird because my mom has always been the most supportive person for me. Like, even when I was a kid, she supported me wearing her nightgown, dancing on the table, singing the ABCs or Celine Dion, whatever popped in my head. And basically telling her, because I'm not sure why it was so hard for me to tell her, because she's always been the most supportive person for me. But I did end up telling her. I was in the shower, and I was asking what we were going to do that day, because she often walks in on me taking a shower. And I asked her what we were going to do today, and she said she wasn't going to tell me until I told her what I had to tell her, because I told her I had something to tell her. And then I said, you probably already know, and she started crying. And so that's basically what happened.
And so how did you work through that?
She was happy about it. And
so they were tears of joy.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Awesome. I think in most contexts, when you think of telling your mom and then they break down in tears, you know, there's this expectation that they're sad. So it's great to hear a story of a parent who's, you know, crying tears of joy at that news. Good for you. Julia?
Probably the hardest person was my father, because I told him, and he didn't have a bad reaction so much as he just kind of pushed it aside. And he neither accepted nor denied it at first. And so it was kind of a little relieving that he hadn't exploded and said, like, get out of the house. Like, I don't want you here anymore. And at the same time, it was a little disconcerting because I didn't know if he had accepted me entirely. And so we kind of lost a little part of a relationship, I felt. And then the whole business with Prop 8 came up, and as I mentioned before, and all of a sudden he was very supportive of me and also of what I, because I had started working with the GSA. I'd become a freshman by that point. And what I was doing with the GSA, and all of a sudden he was very accepting, and I felt, you know, okay, this is just fine now. So
good. Well, I want to shift gears a little bit because I think, again, you all have some great insight. I'm sure you're aware of all the suicides that have been publicized, you know, the young people that are killing themselves because they're being bullied at school. And I really don't believe that there's this phenomenon going on. I think these suicides have been going on all along. Mm-hmm. Statistically, we know that that's been happening. It's just fortunate now that we're starting to get some press coverage and people are paying attention to what's going on. So talk to the listeners out there that are listening on the internet, you know, across the country and around the world, who are feeling bullied at school. I mean, you all are relatively fortunate, I'd have to say, that we're here in Sonoma County. It sounds like you've got a great school campus climate going for you. Talk to those kids out there who are listening, who are being bullied. What advice would you give them? Julia, do you want to start?
Sure. If you're being bullied, just, you know, I really don't know what to say. It's kind of one of those things where it's like you just have to ignore it and know that you're the better person and that there are other people out there who are like you. And there's this whole network of support. And if you just, all you have to do is look for it, just Google it and it'll be right there for you. And that there are people who support you, and that these ignorant people will, they won't be in your life forever, and that it will get better as soon as you as soon as every, either you're out of high school, or if it's in middle school or it's in college, it definitely gets better because there are people out there who support you.
Yeah. Yeah. Joy?
Well, basically, if you look for it, you're going to find support somewhere, and especially against stuff like that, because there are people who will stick up for you. If in providing that you're seeing it for yourself already. But I guess the hardest thing about it is that you have to learn to build this shell around you, I guess, that you're strong enough to use to protect yourself with against stuff like that.
Okay.
I feel like no matter what, everybody is going to be bullied about something. Everybody is different in their own way, and there is always going to be an opposing party, and yours is that you are gay, and or maybe it's not, maybe it's something else. But you just need to kind of figure out what it is that is different, and if somebody bullies you, don't let it bother you. Just surround yourself with support. Surround yourself with friends who love you for who you are, and once you get out of high school, it gets better because you can throw away the people that you don't like.
And I think it's hard to see that sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember back in high school, wasn't that long ago. But, you know, 4 years seems like an eternity, you know, particularly when it's September and, you know, you're looking at June and how am I going to get by day to day? But it really is a fairly small part of your life, particularly if you start thinking about what you want to do when you get out of high school. So it's just trying to see beyond that. And you mentioned reaching out.
And great, if you don't mind me inserting something here, several of you said it gets better. I just want to direct anyone that's listening that hasn't seen them to go to youtube.com and enter the search term "it gets better." There's a ton of inspiration right there for you.
And that's a great place to start. MatthewsPlace.com, which is a site supporting LGBT youth. It's sponsored by the Matthew Shepard Foundation. There's a whole directory there of local organizations. So you mentioned Positive Images, Austin, which is the youth support group here in Sonoma County. But you can go to MatthewsPlace.com and find similar organizations throughout the country. And, of course, I always have to put this message out there. If you're listening and you are thinking about hurting yourself, don't do it. At least make the phone call to the Trevor Project, trevorproject.org, and talk to someone, because the reality of it is you are not alone. You are not the only gay person in your city or at your school. I guarantee it. So as we wrap up here in the last few minutes, any other comments, announcements that you want to make, things that are coming up at your school that you want to let our listeners know about? Anything going on? What's going on in Montgomery? When does your GSA meet? Do you all know?
Our GSA, I'm not sure entirely because it has changed. I haven't been able to attend it, unfortunately, just because I've been so busy. I believe it meets on Thursday? Yeah, I think it's Thursday. Thursday in the French room, which is Bungalow N, over behind the gym. So anyone who goes to Montgomery, stop in there. There's a lot of great people. The French teacher's really nice, and we're always willing to accept more. And I'm going to try going again as soon as I get time.
And we do have a link to the Montgomery High School GSA's Facebook page on the Outbeat Youth website. So just go to outbeatyouth.com tomorrow, and you'll find that link there. Austin, when does your GSA meet?
Our GSA meets on Thursdays at lunch, like any other club, in M4, I believe, in Ms. Terrell's room. And another thing, Positive Images, their support group, meets on Thursday nights at Santa Rosa High School from 7 to 9, probably 9:10, because you'll want to stay and talk to people. But that's – and Positive Images has parent support groups and people that are in transition. So it's just a great resource, and they have a website that I can –
PauseImages.org, and we've got a link right on the Outbeat Youth website as well. We've been talking with Austin Bellock from Maria Carrillo High School, Joy Abrego and Julia Kaplan, both from Montgomery High School. Thank you to all three of you for being here tonight. It was great.
Thank you.
And before we go, I want to remind everybody about the new Visions LGBT Youth Group. They're having their first meeting this coming Friday night right here in Rohnert Park. So if you are a young person, 14 to 17 years old, and you're looking to meet other LGBT people your age, go to their first meeting at Mountain Mike's Pizza, 7 p.m. On Friday the 28th. And this is going to wrap up this month's edition of Outbeat Youth.
170 million Americans for Public Broadcasting is an unprecedented collaboration of public radio and television stations, listeners, and viewers throughout the country, all in favor of strong public media in the United States. Over 170 million Americans engage with public media every month. Help ensure the quality news and cultural programming you love continues to receive critical federal support.
And again, that website is 170millionamericans.org. You can sign up for the 170 million Americans campaign there and help protect KRCB and other public television and radio stations that you love. You are listening to KRCB FM Santa Rosa, and we are coming to the close of Outbeat Now. But we have one announcement for you. Positive Images invites representatives of every group serving members of the LGBT community to a wine and cheese gathering to begin a new conversation about how to work together more. They are going to be creating a queer congress, and would like to speak about the state of our state. That is on February 18th, 2011. On a Friday evening at 5:30 p.m. at the Sarah Smith Positive Images Center at 311 Chen Street in Santa Rosa. For more information, www.positiveimages.org or 568-5830. You are listening to KRCB Santa Rosa. Coming up in just a few seconds is New Dimensions.